The United States Geological Survey has been conducting research on the amounts of sea ice present in the Chukchi Sea, and they've identified that the lifestyles of walruses are changing. KNOM's Margaret DeMaiorius reports.
Chad Jay is the project lead for the U.S. Geological Survey Walrus Research Program. He says the loss of sea ice significantly affects the day-to-day activities of walruses.
Sea ice is important to walruses not only in how it affects the ecosystem and the amount of food that falls to the bottom and ultimately is, you know, clam meat for walruses, but also it serves as a platform, and that physical platform is very important as well.
The sea ice platform allows for rest time for walruses between foraging for food and serves as a location for mothers to give birth and to nurse their young. However, now that sea ice is disappearing, Jay says walruses are hauling out of the water onto beaches in groups of thousands. And that's causing an increased mortality to females and young because they're getting trampled. The USGS has been studying large groups of walruses at Point Lay that have hauled out on coastal beaches, specifically looking at their feeding behaviors. Initially, Jay says the groups were feeding close to coastal areas, but recent data shows that is changing.
You know, we're speculating, but we think they may be exhausting their food supply near these nearshore areas here, and now are forced to start swimming up to some of the areas that they were feeding in the past that are well offshore.
Jay estimates well offshore to be about 80 to 90 miles away from the coastline. Jay comments that many young calves that are making those long trips with their mothers will most likely not survive. But sea ice is not the only issue impacting walruses. Jay says the animals are also affected by increased human activities in the Arctic.
You see more ship traffic and more oil and gas activities up in the north. And of course, we just expect that to increase with time.
In about 2 weeks, another ship is headed back out into the Chukchi Sea to do more tracking and data collection.
That report from KNOM's Margaret DeMaiorius.